In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. I have a confession to make this morning. Yeah, I know. See, I was born on Groundhog Day. And so for many, many years, I had this philosophy. And the philosophy goes a little bit like this. If you're born on Groundhog Day, you know that when you stick your head up and you see a shadow or sunshine, the smartest thing you can do is get your head back in that hole. And it was a practice in ministry. Remember Bishop Bruce Howe, a dear, dear friend. He and I were out for lunch together after he retired. And we were having a conversation, and he said to me, "Stephen, do you still use the side door?" I said, "Bishop, I have no idea what you're talking about." He grinned ear to ear. His eyes sparkled. You remember Bruce's sparkle? He said, "You're fibbing." He said, "The entire time I was bishop, you attended and you left early. And you always used the side door. Just about the time we were about to nominate or appoint somebody." So I feel like a bit of a hypocrite when I stand up and I say, "We need you to do stuff." Because I've been avoiding doing stuff for a really long time. Do you know what it's like in leadership? That as soon as you volunteer to do something, the thing that nobody else wanted to do, now they want to tell you how to do it. And then I have a tendency to say things, and Joyce says she will not move to Alaska, so that I need to know when to keep my mouth shut, which means we're done. Here's the thing. The gospel had a very powerful message. Jesus is trying to explain to his friends, these things I talk about, love and forgiveness, mercy and compassion, accepting people the way they are and inviting them to grow. Jesus continues his conversation with the disciples, and he said, they're going to cause a problem. Our Lord never ducked back in the hole. He walked straight into every situation with integrity and honor and wisdom and strength, and he knew it would cost him. But he was on a mission from God. Not a mission with or for each other, but a mission from God. And that mission was to bring transformation and new beginning to the lives of those who were deeply wounded by the experience of life. He spent most of his ministry bringing healing to broken lives, and the rest of his ministry talking about a new way of life, a new way of functioning every single day in love and in forgiveness. And the establishment didn't like it. Now, some say that our theology is separate from our culture and our community, and I don't believe that's true. I know that Jesus came to this world as God's only Son to be the sacrifice for the sins of the world, but I also know that he functioned in a particular context, and he functioned in a context that if you're a little bit different, if you do things in a little bit of a different way, if you have a bit of a different approach, that there's a consequence in community. And I need to say to you today that our Lord would be the first one to say, be who you are. Be who you are. To be authentic and congruent to yourself. Know that you are a gift to this world. And that your ideas, your thoughts, your plans are a gift to the community. And to celebrate that gift. Now, Jesus is trying to explain to his disciples that he doesn't have long. It's kind of like, will you guys hurry up? You're dawdling. Matter of fact, I can hear you back there. You're arguing. You know the typical man argument? Men's arguments are different than women's arguments. Men's arguments are a little shorter and a little louder and they have mixed vocabulary. And we usually want what we want, but we don't want to spend a lot of time getting what we want, so we just get louder so the people around us shut up and we get what we want. Not real helpful process, but it happens on occasion. Jesus hears this, and it boggles his mind that he's talking about his life and death and resurrection, and they're arguing about who's most important. Kind of like they responded like this. Well, gee, if you're going to die, then we got to figure out who's going to be on your right and who's going to be on your left in heaven. So you know if it's going to happen, I guess it's going to happen. So we just want to know which one of us is most important. And we're going to work that out. And Lord God of the universe, we're going to tell you. Now, I think Jesus could have lost his mind on this. I mean, we have examples in Scripture where he loses his cool a bit. He is fully human and fully divine. But instead, he does this, and I think it's a wonderful practice for us. Watch. Spirit in, frustration out. And he looks at them, and he wants to speak to their heart. And basically what he does is he checks them up in this way. What is your motive? Because no matter what you think you believe, no matter what you feel you believe, it's all about the action that comes out of what you think and what you believe. And in the action, we need to check our motives. Why am I doing this? Is it for God's glory? Or for my own? I want to take you back for a moment to Groundhog Day. There's this groundhog that lives up north someplace. I guess they call him Willie. And we have this interesting thing. I've never understood the concept anyway. I mean, we don't wait for a deer to come out of the forest to tell us it's spring. We don't wait for a horse to come around the barn to tell us that keeping a horse is like sending another child to university. Sorry, that was personal. That was personal. Bad motive. But we watch this animal, but I think it's a wonderful signal. It's a signal that our faith allows us to stick your head out of that hole. Look around. Decide the safe places to be who you are and be there. And when you're a little fearful about a dream, about a goal, about something you know God is calling you to do, surround yourself in others of like mind. Pull people you love and trust close to you. Whether you're in the factory or the classroom, in the business center, no matter where you may be, pull people who think and feel the same way about faith that you do, and then together pray for the courage to step forward. I would love the image of the groundhog coming out of the hole. And all the other groundhogs gathering around and looking up into the sun and doing this. Remember, every breath you take is holy breath. For the gift of life is the gift that begins us to be able to think about the extraordinary calling on our life. Do what you love to do and give thanks to God for that calling. Think your faith, feel your faith, and then live it in courageous action. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.